This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Morning, Gareth. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm very good, thanks. Yeah. A little bit less stressed than usual, but really pleased, mate, with the results of late. You know, I think the boys have done fantastically well for me, and we got over the line, which was the only remit I had coming in this season was just get as many points on the board as we can to survive. And I'm pleased to say that the boys have done that.
Yeah, was there a sense of relief after Saturday, and have you seen that then translate itself onto the training ground this week? Because it must be a different feeling.
Yeah, you know, the boys are, you can see the boys are relieved as well. There's a lot more smiles, a lot more freedom. It's tough, you know, and you can't get away from the pressures of professional football and results and things like that. But I've been trying to take the pressure off the boys and let them play free. To see them all happy and smiling, even though it's you still got to look at the season as a whole and say it wasn't good enough. But definitely the last few games have been good enough, and the boys deserve to have that week of nice training going into a game at home that, yeah, obviously means something. But I'm glad there's not a huge amount riding on it. It would have been a super pressure game, which I still back the boys and back that we could have got over the line. But I'm glad we've done it a week early.
And in regards to Saturday's game, from that point of view, is there a case of being able to sort of have a bit more freedom, a bit more, I suppose, that the mental pressure is off, therefore to express themselves a little bit in this game and hopefully send the fans home after, you know, what's been a, should we use the euphemistic phrase, interesting season, send the fans into the summer with a little bit of a positive spring in their step?
I'm hoping so. I mean, at home, we've not been great this season. You know, we haven't been great. The records have shown that. And I think the few and far between the wins at home, there's reasons, I believe, for that. And I'm looking into that. And there's a pressure at home more than there is away from home as well. That happens at every club. But I'm hoping that, yeah, on Monday, we can really play without a fear, play without any, you know, any... Yeah, any worries, and hopefully one or two people will get some minutes that maybe haven't been getting minutes as well, because I need to see there's some contracts coming to an end. There's different ways of playing. I want to have a look at a good few things this week and Monday, but it's tough, you know, when you come in as manager and you've got to try and survive. And my only remit was keep us in the championship and just get as many points as you can for that. So yeah, we're looking forward to Monday, but. You know, I'm hoping the fans will be excited about next season, no matter what the results coming up, and we'll see what we can do in the summer with regards of turning this place around.
And how in comparison to other tough spots that you've been in, how does this compare these last couple of months?
Yeah, it's big, you know. I've been in some pretty poor places, you know, at the early part of my Wickham career, and I was going out of the Football League. That was a tough day in my first full season as manager at Wickham. You know, I was with, you know, a team I inherited and some tough times there. So that was tough. You know, that could have been the abyss for Wickham Wanderers. QPR, you know, when I first signed it in 2003, we were League One. So it's not, you know, it's not beyond the realms of possibility that could have happened, you know, because it does sometimes. And I look at the teams that have been down and come back up. I think they've been stronger for it. I think we'll be stronger for this. And we've got the fortune of not having to go down and try and fight our way out of the league below, which is a very tough league, you know. So, but they definitely, I've had some moments where pressure's been on, but I've had some good people around me backing me, getting behind me, understanding the position I inherited, understanding where this club has been. You know, I think for 10 years now, they've only finished in the top 10 once. People seem to skirt over that, you know, and think that we should be at the top of the league. And you know, there's a lot needs to change before that happens here. And my eyes are well open. A lot of work to do yet, but definitely enjoyed the last couple of days, Phil, and that's important. Mm. So enjoy them moments.
I don't know if you'll have much of a rest, though, because the assumption I'm reading into it, there's quite a lot that you would quite like to do, and that, you know, in the downtime before the players come back, and then when you get the squad and start building that squad for next year. How much work is required, Gareth?
Yeah, there's a lot of work required. There is a lot of work required. You know, I'm not expecting to be on holiday hardly at all this summer. It's one of the ones where I need to be here, and I need to be working, putting things in place that I believe will make this club better. I think it's got out of hand a little bit, and with a lot of managers coming in and out the door, you know, I think there's a lot gone on, and maybe confusion of things overlapping, and I just want to try and straighten a lot out and make sure there's one message, there's one way we do things here, and that's important for me. So we'll definitely be working hard in the summer trying to get things on. Plus, we've got the new building to go in, which is looking fantastic, you know. So what an opportunity to sort of put some new values down, some new core sort of messages about the place, and say, right, you walk in that building, this is what it takes, and this is what you've got to be, and that's what I want to instill.
What are those sort of messages? I mean, people will obviously get an understanding of what they are probably already from what you've been trying to do, you know, in a very difficult circumstance. But what are the key messages that you will be trying to get across as early as you can?
Yeah, I mean, we're all pulling in the same direction, without a doubt. You know, there's no individuals. The team is always bigger than the individual, and that's how I think has been. I think there's been a lot of trauma the boys have been through, and I've got a huge respect for the boys. I've got massive respect for the boys, because to deliver what they've delivered over the last few weeks and have the season they've had, they've not been able to trust people. So that's a big one I want to try and instill. Trust the process, trust the environment you're in. You know, the honesty aspect of everything. I think all these key messages must come out and must come out. And they're not groundbreaking stuff. I think it's just stuff that's just got a little bit lost. But somebody came up to me the other night and said, just give us a team that we'll be proud of on the pitch with their efforts. And 100% you'll get everything. That's what I'm saying to the fans. They won't win, lose, or draw. Forget the result. You'll see a team that are working and trying their absolute hardest. And that's important to me. That's really important to me, to wear that badge. And that's what I've got to plan ahead.
And how much work on the squad? I mean, obviously, as you say, players that are out of contract, players that you know you may want to look at. Is there quite a lot of work that you're going to have to do with what you start pre-season with as a group of players?
Yeah, 100%. I think they'll be interested in a lot of our players. I think we've got to realise where we are as a football club as well. And I'll be speaking to the owners, but obviously I'm not going to disclose it in public about what we have to do, what we need to do with the squad, finance-wise for the football club, as well as what I want to do and put down my, you know, my stamp on the squad. But I'm sure there's going to be quite a bit of movement with the squad, ins and outs. I think I think, like I say, it's going to be a tough summer. But I'm with the I'm working with the board, who, by the way, have all backed me and all sort of given me real good messages over the weekends, saying thank you and well done, and let's crack on now. So we're working together now on what we want to do with the squad.
And there is a game, as we say, it's a game where you can relax a little bit more, but you still want to go out and try and win it against the Bristol City side, who probably want to try and finish their season.
Yeah,
in a positive way. So it's still a match between professional football players and professional coaches. So you've still got to go out there. It's not necessarily a party, is it?
No, absolutely not. You say you can relax. Honestly, Phil, I don't think I've ever relaxed in any football game. People have seen the way I play, the way I manage. That word honestly does not come into it. Once that whistle goes and you're in that zone, you just want to win those games. And so I'll be going out to win that game on Monday. Like you say, I want to send the fans home happy. Now, whether that's the effort they see in players or the result that comes with it, that'd be great. I've got a lot of respect for Nigel Pearson. I think he's a real good guy in football, and his team is playing really well. They're a very good side, and I think that's something we can strive towards becoming, because they're very fit, they're very robust. You know, they've got a style that they employ, which is good. And I think that there's a lot to be learned from clubs like that. Big respect for Nigel, but I will want to beat him on Monday, and hopefully we can get another win, which the boys, I'm sure, will celebrate after with a lap of appreciation, which I've asked for if we can do for the fans, because the fans have been through a hell of a lot this season as well. Totally understand it. Took some stick, took some applause. Just want to go around everyone and say thank you, because I know it's been a tough year. I intend to make it better next year, but stick with us.
Yeah, and just finally on that, the lap of appreciation. At times, passion sometimes overrun. Opinions are sometimes stated in the heat of the moment, aren't they? Really, from you know, both sides. But how important is it, from your point of view, with a football club that you're in charge of, to have that holistic, collective approach that everyone's pulling from the same direction, whether it's from the stands, whether it's the training ground, whether it's, you know, those getting the kit ready, whoever it may be, it's all from the same song sheet.
Yeah, well, I'm lucky as a manager here, because I've played on the field, I've captained the team, I've caretaker managed the team, I've managed the team through all these. And I know that one thing is for sure: the moment people start going against you, it becomes tougher. People start coming together, it definitely becomes easier. So I understand the frustrations, totally understand it. You know, and I understand how some people can fall below that emotional line of control at times, and that happens. And I'm not saying it's wrong. What I'm saying is, can we do our best to try and stay together in this, because it's going to be a tough ask at QPR to get us back to where people want us to be back to. That's the long-term plan. Medium-term plan is can I make this club sustainable and comfortable in the Championship, you know, so we can then attack the top half. And the short-term plan, I'm glad to say, was you know, it was done on Saturday when we beat Stoke. That was the short-term plan of staying in the Championship. So two more plans to execute now, but they're going to take a little bit longer than that.
Brilliant. Well, best of luck on Monday. It's good to see you smiling, mate.
Thanks a lot. Cheers, Phil. Thanks for your support, mate. Jeff. Ian.
Mate, you've been in the job since February. Does sort of Tuesday feel when the job really starts, though?
Yeah, the job started. No, it started February, really. You know, it was a huge job to take, you know, huge challenge. Just getting the points on the board, you know. So yeah, next season is gonna be big, obviously. You know, judged on a window, judged on a new season, without a doubt. But I'm hoping people will realise that the job that we've done since February has been a decent job as well.
Then the game on Monday, that's the first game since you've been here, I think, where there's been no pressure on the game, so to speak. It must be a bit of a strange sensation, not knowing that, you know, obviously you want to win, but like, it's not a do or die kind of situation, right?
Yeah, it's difficult, Ian, because as a professional, just saying that, I can't really take a game easy. You know, it's a crazy way to say things, but, you know, we played a I think we played a a tribute game to Wealdstone about 5 years ago for QPR, and I got on the pitch and I was flying into tackles myself and running about like a lunatic. And I think that it's in me that any game I want to win, you know, so I'm not going to use an excuse at the end of the game saying, oh, that was nothing on it and I tried a few things. I want to win this game, you know, and a game's a game. It's QPR, you know, it's a game I want the fans to appreciate is at the end of the game for. So the lads are going to be giving everything. And but as you rightly say, there's nothing, you know, there is nothing on the game. But there is in a way for me, because I just love winning games, and so I'll be doing the same prep, the same intensity that I want the players to play. And I'm hoping that the players will show me some intensity, because they one or two may not have had a game recently. They want to show the fans what they can do, prove people wrong, trying to earn contracts. I'm sure some of them know their contracts are out, and then some of them going back to their long clubs, and they want to finish in a good way, you know. So. Yeah, it is a funny one, like you say, but also I do want to win the game.
Okay, as you alluded to there, there are quite a lot of players in the final. Well, Nick, they'll be out of contract in 24. Have you kind of, obviously you're in a position where to get some money from, you might have to move them on, but have there been any conversations about extending deals for some of those players, or has it very much been in the air because you've not known what kind of division you're going to be in?
No, it was difficult because obviously we didn't know what division we were going to be in for so long. And that comes into it. Of course it does, as you rightly say. But yeah, the contract talks and situations, I keep my injuries to myself. I'm definitely going to keep that to myself and the people in this building. But yeah, we want to try and keep the best players at this football club. We really do. And if I'm sure the right offer comes in for the right player, I'm sure that the club has to entertain that. You know, we're not the club of old where, you know, we're not the aggressors now in the transfer market. I think there's a lot bigger teams now with bigger finances, bigger objectives. There's teams coming up. Look at Ipswich, you know, what they've spent in League One this year. You know, it's crazy. So, I'm not saying we're a selling club either. I'm saying that... we are what we are. We're not going to be going out there putting massive bids in for the top players, because that's going to be hard to do. This club has been through the mill the last few years, and I think that steadying the ship's really important. We've got some good players, though. We've got some very good players, and I'm hoping to hang on to as many as I can. But I'm also hoping to add to the squad, which is some of the characters that I think are lacking in this squad that can improve us massively.
I mean, I guess you're in a position you may have to kind of sell to buy. Is that fair? Sell to buy.
Sell to buy. I was thinking I haven't heard of him.
Big lad plays at the back.
Yeah. I was thinking. It's feasible that you could say that, but also, you know, there's some good deals to be done that are free transfers, and QPR is an attractive club. So I don't want to say that we're this small club. We're West London. We're in a great position. We're geographically, we're a fantastic position, and we are QPR. I think it's a pull for anyone, you know? So I'm hoping people will be attracted to us anyway. It is just the ones, you know, the millions of pounds that I think we probably in the past where the club's gone out to get people, probably we'll struggle a little bit to keep going like that. And I think the understanding of the fans and the expectation of that is got to be tempered. But I intend to be competitive next year, no matter what comes, you know, and that's really important.
In terms of, but I mean, what I was trying to say was that to get maximum value for players that are assets in the final year of their contract,
yeah.
A kind of, obviously, if someone's got 3 years in their deal, you're more likely to get more money than someone's in the final year.
Yeah, no, I know what you're getting at, mate. Yeah, and I think that if the right price comes in for some of these players with 1 year on the contract left, I think the club will have to consider it. Yeah, definitely, because like you said, the you know, you can't be letting players go on freeze that are good players. You know, we've got to make sure that we're still a business at the end of the day. We want to make, you know, make it work as a business. You know, the owners have put a lot of money in over the years. And I think it's unfair to keep masking him to just keep plowing money in. And also it's, I think, financially unsustainable, which is something we've got to work with the work with. Look at Reading, you know, look what's happened there and over the years. So, yeah, I definitely say, mate, the players in their last year of their contracts, I'm sure that there'll be some serious consideration if clubs come in and bid for them. But we're going to make sure we get the right price for players. Yeah, definitely.
You do mean there's been some loans in the squad this year?
Yeah.
Sort of mixed kind of success. Is that still a market that the club will be looking at, or is it a case of almost clubs at this level, you have to?
Yeah, I think, again, we will have to look at the loan market. And I think loans, for me, it's got to be the right characters, you know, and we must get, again, the right character of loaning, because once a loan player comes in, it's got to, the fight has got to be the QPR fight, you know, and that's big for me over the years. And I have to say that the lads have fought for me, you know, so I'm not saying anything against this current group, but when I bring a loan player in, they are all in for QPR, absolutely all in, no matter what. And that's really important for me. So, again, loan market's big. Yeah, we'll get some gems from that, without a doubt. But over the years, I think you can have too many, and I've got to make sure that there's not too many, because, like I say, it's got to be QPR's fight. And when you're a permanent contracted player, it's your fight no matter what, you know. So, yeah, we'll look at loan market as well.
When you talk about getting sort of leaders, is that kind of more experience as well? Because
yeah,
I think, hand in hand, is that what you're looking at?
Yeah. Yes, I think experience is lacking here. I think we need some leadership qualities in this team. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's a good question, because leadership as well comes with a variety of characteristics, and you can have young leaders in the team, definitely. But I just think that when I walked in, the fragility of the group was being addressed only by me and the staff, and I prefer people in the dressing room being able to deal with that as well. And I think that's really important. So characters and leaders, yeah, I think there's a handful here, but not enough for me. And I want to make sure that we have some real leaders on the pitch. I think if people look back at the QPR sides of big success, I think you could name some real leaders and some real characters in those sides. And I think that that's a characteristic that's been missing for me as a manager, what I like to work with. So yeah, we'll definitely be looking at that, but it doesn't necessarily mean experience. I don't want people thinking I'm going to go and sign 5 35-year-olds just because they're going to have character. No, there's definite traits in younger players. It's just getting the right players in.
Okay. And just finally, you mentioned before previously about injuries and getting to the bottom of why it is, but do you think when, you know, the new training facility is almost complete, the facilities and what is going to be part of that, is that going to, you think, hopefully help?
Yeah,
kind of injuries.
We're going to have new facilities and new equipment. So, but it's using it in the right way. I think that we need to look at what's gone on. I think we've got to address it. You can't just skirt over things. If we get beat in a game, you know, we go through it and we have a look at it. And if things go well, we do that as well in games, you know. So I think let's look at what went well. But there's a lot that there's been quite too many reoccurrences for me. So I need to have a look at why we've had these reoccurrences. Try and address it. But as you rightly say, there's going to be new facilities available. There's going to be new technology. You know, I think there's going to be plunge pools and things like that and all sorts going on. The good thing is we're on the pitches already. We've had a year on the pitches, so we're used to the pitches. It's just a new building now. I think it's going to be easier to look after our players and keep them robust. It's been a bit... Do you know what? It's a good point, because it's been a big change. Not only a change of managers this season and change of styles and coaching points, but they've had a change of training ground as well. They had to sort of move into this temporary building as well, and that's not been great. So there's been a lot going on at this club. So I think the players deserve a lot of credit that they've still got through all that by the skin of our teeth, yeah, but the players deserve all the credit. They've been fantastic for me this year and been through a hell of a lot. So thank you, players, and hopefully we can give you bigger and better platforms next year.
Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.